Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, July 22nd, broadcast live from Texas on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,415 head will be offered, 3,400 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 4,700 weaned calves, and 13,000 calves on cows. For information on all the cattle being sold, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a free service that covers all 77 counties in Oklahoma to provide mediation to ag producers who may need help with some ag-related disputes or any types of conflicts. I had the opportunity to speak with Mike Mayberry. He's the executive director of the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. And he said their goal is to be a neutral party that doesn't take sides, but helps both parties find a compromise.
We cover all 77 counties, and our sole purpose is to help Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and producers with any kind of conflict that they may have that fits within our grant program from USDA, where we can help. Examples of that would include neighbor-to-neighbor issues, financial issues with a bank or with USDA, or contract issues that might come up with USDA contracts.
Mayberry says some of the most common issues he hears are from producers who have tried to get into a USDA program.
Lots of times there's a producer who has tried to get into a USDA program that's been turned down for some reason. And they're eligible to ask for mediation to give it a second look as to why they were turned down. Other examples might include a situation where life has gotten in the way and they're unable to pay their bills, and to either the bank or the feed store down the street or to USDA, and they're trying to restructure their payments or their loans so that they can still go forward, but yet need a little time or need a little help to work out the details on how that might work.
With medical marijuana grow houses popping up across Oklahoma, Mayberry says they can mediate with overspray or pesticide issues where somebody else's pesticide has impacted a producer.
Well, at this time, we can certainly do pesticide cases and where a producer has been impacted by somebody else's pesticide or some set of facts that might apply. If it's a pure medical marijuana or marijuana type case, the grant does not provide for us to yet deal with marijuana cases. And that's not because of Oklahoma laws and court rulings. That's because it hasn't been settled in Washington yet.
These services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you could go to ok.gov/mediation. You've got farm news on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.